the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Open your ears, eyes, and pretty hearts to this happy episode about positivity. It's so sweet, you just might lose a tooth. And now, for the love and light, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Witches, welcome to a wonderfully optimistic show today about positivity.
Ooh. What show are we on?
The Annoyingly Good Witch, and it was my idea, and it's called Good Day Sunshine, and it's going to be so sweet, we're going to give you a cavity, it's going to be so happy, you'll feel like Snow White with bluebirds on her shoulder.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be good, guys. You're going to feel good. If you don't feel good after this, you are cold and dead inside.
Right.
I don't feel so good.
You have reached the Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast, and I am your Good Witch, as I just said, double introduced, Heidely Ho, and this is my Bad Witch, Lisa Brown, and best friend, and her husband, the wacky and quacky man witch,
right on,
Daryl Brown.
Hi.
Hi. Lisa, hi. How are you?
Hi,
good. Hey, so good. I have some good news in the show about good news. Today, the day that we're recording, is the day that my tenants are moving into my condo. Oh. So I'm going to start making money, and there won't be any squatters, and it's going to be used, and somebody's going to be happy. And it turns out they're a single tenant with zero pets, so that'll prolong the life of my little condo.
Nice.
And I hope they have a lovely time and don't murder anybody in
it. Did you leave your furniture and stuff or no?
No, nice. It was empty, deep cleaned. We had to have an inspection, buy a fire extinguisher, clean out the fireplace, and so, which was a bitch because of the bones in it.
You know? Yeah.
So that was a thing.
Yeah.
So that's my really, really good news right now.
Did you meet them?
I didn't.
Okay.
In fact, they don't want you to know them.
It's
kind of anonymous.
Yeah,
I'm going through
it.
A property management company.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
And then that way those people can go through the property management company instead of bothering me if there's an issue.
Perfect.
So I'm just the check writer and the check receiver.
Love it.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my really good news. It took a big weight off my back and a monkey off my shoulders and a monkey off my weight.
Nice.
Oh,
no, that's great news.
Yeah. Daryl, I think you have some good news.
I've got some really fun news, actually. This was exciting news. Our oldest grandson, Caden, purchased his first vehicle, which is a little Ford Ranger.
Oh.
But the cool thing about it is he purchased it with his own money that he had been saving up. And didn't even tell his parents that he bought anything.
Oh,
he just said,
gosh,
come and look what I got outside. And they went out front to their house. And here sits this truck.
And he's only 18.
He's
going to be
18.
No, he's not even 18. So no co-signer, no nothing. And he just did it.
His own little deal. Yeah.
Oh,
so
good for him.
I thought that was really cool. And then I wrote Shannon and I said, well, that's kind of cool because my first vehicle was a Ford truck.
No way.
White Ford truck.
No
but
way.
It was a 65 Ford truck, wasn't it? You know, back you still had to crank the front end on it. I really something like that just makes me very, very happy because a lot of kids these days, or even back when I was a kid, we depended on our parents to help us out with something like that. I didn't because my mom said, fuck you. But his mom didn't say, fuck you. He just did it because he's been saving up.
Yeah.
And he bought something responsible. That's what I was really happy about because he was kind of looking at some other kind of racy kind of cars.
Sure.
He went out, he bought something really responsible, and he knew that this was going to be the pick for him, so.
Oh, I love that. And he's going to love it because he earned it himself.
Yes, yeah.
And also build credit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the next step to getting all those things that he wants, and I'm glad he didn't go in over his head.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's been working so hard since he's like 15.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
He also became the training supervisor at his work.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I found that out. So, yeah.
Awesome. He's the head flipper now. Hey, how do you run the fryer? Oh, no, that's Caden.
Hamburger, squirt, squirt, pickle, pickle.
Yeah, there you go.
You're halfway to management.
Yeah.
What do you got, Lise?
So, mine's a little bit of a longer story, so settle back and enjoy this, you guys.
Get a cup of tea.
Yeah. So.
Get yourself a schnitzel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, starting, I'm going to say January or February, I started to have some really, really, really bad pain in my back and my arm. And it went it went down my arm to where my whole arm would just go numb, like really, really super bad. And I was having a hard time sleeping. My massage therapist was working with it, and she thought it was something torn in my pec and or a pinched nerve in my pec, whatever. I don't know. Anyways, it wasn't getting any better. And so in May, I finally decided to go see a doctor, and he said he thought it was also a pinched nerve, probably in my back and stuff, so he wanted me to go get an MRI. So I got in right away for the MRI, which is very strange with Kaiser, but I did. It was like within a week. Went to get the MRI, got the results, and they basically, I was reading them and I wasn't quite understanding what I was reading, and I was like looking things up, and I'm like, they say not to do that, you know, I'm like looking up the words and this and that, and I'm like, what in the actual hell? So I just decided to wait for them to call me. So I finally talked to my doctor, I think it was like the next day. And they basically told me, you know, we're talking about good news. Well, the bad news is that you do have a pinched nerve between your C5 and C6 spine discs, which is that's what's making your arm go numb. Best case scenario, physical therapy. Worst case scenario, back surgery. Mm. And when they said back surgery, I was like, you know what? Doesn't hurt that bad. I'm good.
Ooh, I feel great.
Just
yeah.
kidding.
I'm like, yeah, it's fine. We don't need this and stuff. So I was like, okay, that's fine. And she's like, well, one other thing. The good news is that because we took the MRI, we didn't mean to see it, but we were doing it of your spine and your neck, and we happened to see that you have a brain tumor at the base of your skull. So lucky we took that MRI, right? Okay, bye.
Great news.
So I was pretty stunned about that whole thing. It took me a couple days to wrap my head around it. get it? Okay. Anyways, but they kept texting me on the app, like mm-hmm. writing me and saying, please get, we need to have another MRI. You need one with and without contrast. And also you need to see the neurologist, blah, 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 blah. So after a couple days and them bothering me, I'm like, fine, whatever. So I call the MRI place. They're like, yeah, the first we can get you in is November 10th. Now, remember, this is beginning of June, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that seems like a really long time. And then they said neurology at the end of August, which then again, I mean, I'm no doctor, but it seems kind of silly to go see the neurologist before I have the results of the second MRI. So the whole thing seemed a little weird. So, I took it upon myself to call my insurance, ask them if I could go to an out of the network, out of Kaiser. They said that I could. I called an out of network place. They said we can get you in within a week. I called Kaiser back. Kaiser said, we really don't want you to go out of network. And also, these orders should have been stat, not not just like willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say willy-nilly, but that's what it meant. So I was like, okay. And so she's like, I've talked to the doctor. So she comes back. She calls me a little bit later. She says, I talked to the doctor. She made it stat. And I said, okay, great. Then what do? Call Kaiser MRI and get it rescheduled. I called Kaiser MRI, and they said, we don't have anything available till December. And I said, glad I kept my November appointment. No,
seriously.
Just kidding. And so I was like, huh, okay.
Yeah, but the doctor said this is stat now. So,
right.
Yeah.
So what does stat mean to them?
Right. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I watched a lot of ER.
Right,
so I
yeah.
think that means right
and
away.
They got it done within an hour of the show.
Right, yeah.
Pretty damn incredible.
Everything was done before the show
Dr.
ended.
Dr. Green was so good.
Yeah.
He was like,
oh,
stat
okay.
stands for sometime
after
this year.
Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
In November.
So then she re-looked at it. She's like, oh, it says that this should be stat. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm calling you back. And she said, okay, let me call you back when I can figure out an appointment. Okay, fine. That was last Wednesday. In the interim, on that same day, I get a thing from my doctor, a note on my Kaiser app that says, I'd really like to see you in the office right away. And I said, okay. And they said, can you come in tomorrow? And I said, no. And then they said, well, how about Saturday? And I said, yes. And so I made an appointment for 4 o'clock on Saturday because I got off early on Saturday. Okay. Then on Friday, I got a call back for the MRI, and they said, we can get you in on August 2nd at 7:45 in the morning. And I said, what is the 7:45 in the morning you speak of? And but I took it because...
You guys are open that early.
Yeah. I'm like, why, God? I'm going to have to get up at 5. So, but it's important, apparently, so I'm going to do it. So I have that rescheduled. Okay, great. There's more. So... I go in for my doctor's appointment on Saturday. I'm actually going to work, driving to work, and I get a phone call, and it says Kaiser. So I answer it, and there's a gentleman. Now let me tell you that my primary care physician is a woman, mm-hmm. and her name is Dr. Culver, Joanna Culver.
Okay.
She's been my doctor for like 4 years. I've only met her once, and it was like way back when. Like, mm-hmm. you can't get in with her.
Right.
But she's the one who had asked me to come in, so I thought it was important. And so I was like, well, gosh, you know, like Miss Cole, like Matthew McConaughey wants to talk to me, you know, like Dr. Culver wants. But now this guy is calling me and he says, hi, this is Dr. Hernandez. I have an appointment with you at 4 o'clock today. And I said, no disrespect, Dr. Hernandez, but I thought my appointment was with Dr. Culver. And he's like, oh, yeah, if that was on the app, it changes on Saturdays because we have a rotating schedule and it's my Saturday.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, you know, like what the actual... fuckery.
They shuffle, I think.
Yeah, but I'm just like, oh, whatever. And he's like, can you come in early? I'd like to get like, I'd like to get off a little bit earlier.
Like, don't be asking my wife to get you off early, buddy.
And I said, sure, I get off at 1, I'll come right over. And he's like, yeah, I won't change the appointment, but if you get there early, I'll tell them to get you in earlier. Great, fine, whatever. Got off, went right to my doctor's appointment. So, I get in there, I think that they're going to tell me something about what to expect with this whole thing, you know, like, is the brain tumor cancerous? Did you see something else? This and that, blah, 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 blah. Right, what is happening? And he's like, so you need your tetanus shot and your shingles shot. And I'm
you
like...
You got bamboozled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, and is there anything... Like, basically just did a physical. And I'm like, all right. So I was like, can I get both of those shots at once? He's like, yeah, no problem. It's totally fine. And stuff. And I'm like, okay. So they did the shots. And then he asked... Oh, and then he's like, you know, we just talked about some things. He was a little bit concerned about my mental health questionnaire, because mm-hmm. they give you one of those every time, and mine were all real stress and anxiety. But I told him, I said, I know that this looks bad on paper. I said, but this is normal Lisa stress and anxiety. Yep. Like, this isn't more than anything else.
It's the baseline.
Less. Yeah. I was like, so don't think that I'm like all suicidal or anything. I'm fine.
No.
And he's like, okay, well, is there anything else? And I was like, can I please have some Ozempic? And he's like, no, because you're not a diabetic and your insurance won't pay for it. And I was like, that
and
sucks.
It's bad for you.
And also, can we talk about this brain tumor thing? Yeah.
Well, it's he didn't even know about it. Like, yeah. He was like,
wasn't even on your charts.
Because I kind of like, and he's, I was like, well, what about the whole brain tumor thing? And he's like, oh yeah, probably won't know anything until after you have that other MRI. And I'm just like, what the, why am
Who
I here?
Who calls you in on a Saturday for a tetanus shot?
Exactly,
yeah,
that's
I don't know. So this does all come into play, you guys. So,
all right.
Okay. He said I can't have Ozempic, but he did say, he's like, you're already on Wellbutrin, which is antidepressant. He goes, if I give you the second antidepressant combined with the Wellbutrin, it's also an appetite suppressant.
Hmm.
And he goes, and it works like really well, almost like Fen-Phen. It's totally great. I don't even know if your insurance will cover it because so many people want it, blah, 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 but you can try. Do you want me to prescribe it to you? And I'm like, what are the side effects? And he like ran me off a list of side effects that seemed like the same side effects as everything else. And like, it was like, you could have diarrhea or be constipated. I'm like, what?
And or your poop could stay the same.
Yeah, I don't know. And stuff. So there was all kinds of stuff, and it was like, okay, I was like, sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down, got the prescription. It was covered under my insurance, so that was great. Got home, whatever, watch Big Brother, it doesn't matter. Went to bed, took my 3 prescriptions, 2 that I already have, and then the 3rd one that is new.
Okay.
And then I went to bed. About 1 o'clock in the morning, I was having some really, really weird dreams where I felt like my body was hurting, but I couldn't like really figure it. Like, it was like, are you in a dream state? Are you not in a dream mm-hmm. state? What is happening? Blah, 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 blah. Well, I woke myself up because I completely pissed myself and had what I thought I was having a seizure and stuff. I had completely seized up. And then, but they were very, very short seizures that were coming every 10 to 15 minutes, I would say.
Damn.
But every single time, if I could keep myself still, I could calm them with like my brain,
mm-hmm.
but if I moved at all, it would make the seizure go. And I would, and the doctor, when I, this is a little bit later, but when he asked me what it looked like, I said, it kind of reminded me of Kristen Wiig's imitation of the Target lady. Like, like I was like this, you know, or whatever, but my hands were like this.
Tightening up.
Yeah. And I tightened up and it was like, yeah, I love Target. And, So, and he didn't think it was funny. I thought it was funny.
No sense of humor.
Right? And so, at that point, I just tried to fall back asleep. I finally did. I woke back up at 3, tried to, again, go into the bathroom, didn't make it, grabbed a towel, went back into my bed, and I texted Daryl and I said, are you awake? And he didn't text me back. So I assumed that he was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know, I don't think, you know, he's sleeping. I think this is just a side effect from my medication and stuff. And I was like, if I can just sleep through the night and stuff, I'll be fine in the morning. It's because I took that new, or the vaccines, or a mix of the three together.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with your body. Yeah,
right, yeah. And stuff. So I wasn't even really thinking. I mean, it could have been the tumor. I'm not really sure. But that's not what I was thinking. I really, really thought that it's probably just that.
Medication stuff.
Yeah. Don't bother him. I can't drive. I don't want him to drive. Like, it's just not worth it. Go back mm-hmm. to sleep. So I stayed up for about an hour, finally fell back asleep.
Did you change your pajama bottoms?
I did not. I took them off.
Okay, gotcha.
And stuff. But
she was pooing it around.
No. I was Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Not there's no Pooh cane animation.
She was Winnie the Pooh around the house.
Yeah. For those of you not in the know, that's wearing a top and no bottoms.
Yes. But I had my blanket over me. And poor Fiona was like just licking my face and like so totally scared and whatever and stuff.
Sure. And she's like, why do you get a pee inside?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And go to church again.
My poor mattress. So about 6 o'clock, it happened again and it was more frequent. And they were bad. And they were, I mean, they hurt before, but they were really, really starting to hurt. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I don't know what to do. So I called him and I was like, hey, where are you? And he said, I'm in the basement. And I was like,
in the basement. I was like,
okay. And he goes, me and Shannon, which is Shannon's my daughter, our daughter, are down here and we're just hanging out and talking and having a heart to heart. What's up? And I said, I think that I'm having a seizure. And he's like, what? And I think it happened again. And so they ran upstairs and Daryl completely goes into freak out mode where he is.
Let me explain the way she looked. I mean, by the time we got back in, she was having one of her episodes and she was completely stiff and could barely talk. It freaked me out. Yeah.
Yeah. And but Shannon, on the other hand, is so fucking calm and cool under pressure. And she is, it was amazing. And she just grabbed my phone, got into it, started looking up my medications to see what the side effects for, got in my Kaiser app, was doing everything. And she's like, what do you need? And I was like, I need some pants because I'm naked. And she's like, and so she goes, Dad, go downstairs and get Lisa some pants. They're in the dryer. And so he went downstairs. Well, he comes, this is kind of one of the funny parts. He comes back up and whips off my blankets and I'm full-fledged spread eagle vagina. And I'm like, Daryl. And Shannon goes, it's okay. It's time for me to see your vagina anyways. You've seen mine enough because I've seen all three of her babies born. And I'm just
it was overdue.
Yeah. And stuff. I'm like, and stuff. I'm like, stop trying to be funny because this isn't funny. And I'm seizing between this and this and that. So she finally just calls Kaiser. She gets on the phone with them. They say, get her to the emergency room right away. In the meantime, Daryl's crying. He's screaming, and he's trying to get me to put my shoes on. And I can't even walk, and he's like, honey, put your shoes on! I can't even, like, words aren't, it wasn't like a stroke where you're using the wrong words, but I was obviously very slow. Like, I couldn't really respond and stuff, and I'm trying to tell him, calm down.
Yeah.
And stuff. And so Shannon finally goes, Daryl Brown, go to bed! And
stuff. Let the women do the work. I got this.
Exactly. And stuff. And he's just like, don't do this to me. I can't do this. I can't live without you. And this and that. And stuff. And she goes, Daryl Brown, you go to bed right now. And stuff. And then she goes, come on, Lisa, I'm taking you, you know, to the hospital. So, and the reason that she was at the house was because they just, every now and again, like once every 6 months, they have this really long heart to heart. She had come over earlier after I went to bed, and they were just talking.
She needed her dad.
Yeah. And so it was just completely, randomly, amazingly lucky that
she
was there.
Thank goodness.
This guy wasn't going to get you anywhere.
No.
Not even a target.
So she takes me to Good Samaritan. I had 3 episodes on the way there. I had 1 episode trying to get out of the car. And like I said, it was whenever I would, like, move and stuff. It seemed like if I would do a big movement, everything would just seize. And I would go into the shaking, but also just stiffness. And so they finally got us. Oh, this is another funny part. When Shannon came over to the house earlier in the night, apparently she was going to McDonald's because she just wanted to drive around, and she bought a Big Mac, and then she's like, why am I just driving around? I'm going to go talk to my dad. So she went to talk to Daryl. So anyways, she never ate the Big Mac, and it was still in her purse. So we went through security, and they're like, why do you have a Big Mac in your purse?
An ice cold Big Mac.
You just happened to see me, or is this a Big Mac?
Yeah, and Shannon's usually very, like, just to the point or whatever, and I could hear her, because I had gone through faster with the wheelchair they had wheeled me in, and so I was, like, in another room, and I could hear her giggling, like, but she was embarrassed giggling, like, you know, and stuff, and
don't you carry around Big Macs?
Yeah, and so when she finally got into the room, and there wasn't a doctor or anything and stuff in the room, she's like, I'm really hungry. Would you be mad if I ate my Big Mac? And I was like, would you be mad if I reserved the room next to us for your salmonella poisoning? And she's like, no, I'm cool. And so anyways, they give me a bag of saline. Kind of, like I said, the doctor asked me, because at this point, they had kind of subsided a little bit, although they took me in for a CAT scan. When I got the CAT scan, I seized twice there. But those people didn't seem to care, but it's not their job.
Right.
Like, they're just the transport people.
They probably seized it before.
But so, this whole time, are you cognizant? You know what's happening?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was having a harder time. I mean, I always have a hard time communicating because I sometimes forget my words and stuff like that. But it was even worse than it ever is and stuff. So there was that. But I'm really tired. I was in so much pain because it's like being in a car accident, because your body is doing, it's like doing
tensing.
Yeah, well, you're doing like a million sit-ups and a triathlon all in the same day. Like,
right.
Every part of my body, my legs, my arms, my stomach, my chest, was just hurt. And so they gave me a bag of saline. They took me in for the CAT scan. We were waiting for the results. The doctor comes back, and the ER doctor, and he's like, so here's the deal. He goes, I looked at your MRI results from what they had said from the first one that you got. He goes, I also looked at your CAT scan. He goes, now, keep in mind, I'm an ER doctor. I am not a neurologist. He goes, but I don't think you have a brain tumor. And stuff, and I said, okay. And he goes, I think, oh, Shelly's crying. I'm like, she hasn't heard this yet, you guys. So, but we don't know yet.
I'm just drunk. It's fine.
And I've got to go to the target.
And so I said, okay. And he goes, it looks to me like you have either an enlarged pituitary gland or you have encephalitis, which is fluid on the brain.
Oh, okay.
Are those worse?
No, he says they are not worse, but with encephalitis, I would probably still need a shunt in my head.
Okay.
Which actually...
Shunt your mouth.
ends up having to be changed, I think, yearly, maybe every 2 years or something.
Like an oil change.
Yeah. And stuff, which the
scary... Do they shave your head?
I think that they do. That's wow. the part that... And, but I'm hoping that if it is at the base of my brain...
Yeah.
They'll just do the lesbian.
They'll do the, like the shave underneath my
right,
hair.
Right, hey dudes.
Yeah, exactly. So that whatever, but he's like, so there's that part. He goes, but that's what I see. And again, I'm still telling you, go to your appointment
sure.
on the
oh,
second.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
And also see your neurologist. This
Absolutely.
Is for them to look over. He goes, but that's what I see.
Wow.
He goes, as far as the seizures, he goes, I don't think that they're seizures. He goes, I think they're involuntary muscle spasms.
Mm.
And, which seemed to me like the same thing, but okay. And he goes, I don't know. I don't understand where they're coming from. Is it from the new medication? Probably. Maybe. I don't know. Is it from the vaccinations? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But you're very, very low on calcium.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give you a bag of calcium.
And a glass of bone.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. And see if... you end up not having these. And so then I said, well, what do I do tonight? Should I still take that medication? And he goes, you know, I would. He goes, if it was me, because then if it happens again, you'll know that
know
it was the medication.
Yeah.
Right.
And stuff. And I said, fuck you, dude. I am not going through this again ever right. in my head. I didn't
sure.
really say that to him. But
fuck you, doctor.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Doctor
yeah.
dude.
Yeah. And I was like, so I made the executive decision not to take the medication again
mm-hmm.
because I was still in so much pain when I got home. And actually, today's the first day I felt good.
Wow.
And I don't feel good.
Yeah.
I have a headache all the time, and that's been since January.
Yeah.
And stuff. And my body isn't as sore. But I haven't had any of this, the what I called seizures, I guess,
lock-ups
muscle spasms. I haven't taken the medication. My injection site is still...
Tetanus is a bitch one. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a big needle.
Yes, yeah. mm-hmm. and it's just, I mean, it's all the way to my armpit. It's so
yeah.
weird. But so that hurts. But that's, you know, everybody gets yeah. a tetanus shot, so mm-hmm. it's fine. So anyways, that was my bad story. Gone, hopefully good. Hopefully that will
It'll
be
stay
whatever
good, yeah.
it is. And I guess, I don't know exactly what an enlarged pituitary gland is, but he said that that's pretty...
Don't give it a goog. You'll just
that's
freak
what,
yourself
yeah,
out.
That's, I don't want to, and I thought about it.
Pituitary.
Yeah.
I was like, I was going to look it up, and I'm like, no, you know, they'll just tell, I'm just
yeah,
going to let
it go. Yeah, just wait till you got a couple
yeah.
more weeks, right?
Just like a week.
Yeah.
So
yeah. There's a lot going to be happening on that August 2nd.
Yeah,
day.
There
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to let that happen and go forward. It does, and he's, because when he's like, I don't think that you have a brain tumor. I was like, okay. And I just kind of looked at him and he's like, that's a good thing. And
yeah.
I was like, good. Because I was like, I didn't want him to be like, you actually have like a taste
cancer.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, exactly. Or there's something, there's maggots in your brain. It's
yes.
not It's not a,
a tumor
per se.
No, just
so,
a
But the thing
insect.
Said it might be versus that. And again, I don't even know, like sometimes the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. Anyways, but I wanted to make this a good day story.
That's a great
so,
day
and
story.
I'm really sorry that you guys had to listen to so much of that, but I haven't told a lot of people. Shelley did know about the tumor, and that's why she cried.
Dramatic. Yeah.
No, she's happy for me.
yeah.
Of course, my husband and my mom were the first people I told and stuff. So not a lot of people knew. I was having a hard time actually putting it out there. I wanted, like, our patrons are some of our best friends. So
yeah.
I wanted the people to know. But I also wanted to know in a good way. So I will keep you up to date on this whole thing.
That's
Thank
a great
you so
story.
Much. That was very good. I'm glad that you were able to, we have this platform for
yeah.
you to let people know that.
Yes,
yeah.
that's the best
yeah.
news.
Yeah.
I do have a question, however. And did this experience help you to be a little less modest? I mean, dude,
with my vagina? Or?
With your vagina, with, you know, the nakedness in general. Who cares? Last
yeah,
week
yeah.
in the show, you were self-conscious.
Yeah, she
this
wouldn't
week
sit
in the
for
show,
20...
you just don't want anybody to see
yeah.
your hoo-hee.
Yeah, I guess so, because, like, when I, yeah, and probably so, because when I, and I also think that it helped me, like, not be afraid to ask for things.
Yeah.
Because like I was, those hospitals, I'm not usually the one in the hospital bed, you guys. Like that doesn't happen to me very often. Daryl's the one we take to the hospital.
And Lisa doesn't have time for that.
Well, it's just, not only that don't I have time, but those beds are fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so I was so uncomfortable, but they never like told me to take my shoes off. Mm-hmm. So I like asked Shannon, I was like, can you take my shoes off for me? And I would never do that before.
Yes, you're not bothering anybody. People want to help.
Yeah, yeah. And stuff. And she's like, absolutely, you know, and stuff. And she, you know, she was so cute because I was so nauseous too. And which is a side effect of the diet medication.
Sure.
But it was like,
you look so much skinnier, by the way.
Thanks. I didn't eat for 2 days.
Just that one pill and it's amazing.
Maybe you did do a million crunches.
So Shannon went to...
You don't know what you slept through.
I did. Shannon went to the gas station and bought me a little... Because, well, the doctor goes, is there anything... Or one of the nurses, he goes, is there anything I could get you? And I said, well, Starbucks would be good, but I'm a little nauseous, so I won't ask you to do that. And he laughed. And then Shannon went to the gas station and bought me a little Frappuccino. And she's just a freaking...
Angel on earth.
Yes. Yes. I didn't drink it, though, because I was sick.
Well, thank you, Shannon, for keeping our friends safe.
Right before, while you were finishing getting dressed, and she marched me to my bedroom, she gave me a nice roll. Now go to sleep.
She punched you right in the jaw.
No, she didn't do that. But no, wouldn't have known what to do without her. Yeah, she was great.
Well, and just to make it just for a funny thing, just not the funniest part, because it actually wasn't funny at the time, but in retrospect it was. But when I got home, Daryl was like, so what did they say? And I was like, you know what? I am too tired to tell the whole story right now. Let's just get some sleep and we'll talk about it later. And he goes, I'm pretty sure they told you that you need to drink a lot more water and have a lot more sex. And I said,
it's like
that
he's a doctor.
I said, they did not say that. And Stephen, he's like, I'm pretty sure they did. And then he went back in his bedroom.
Well, no, I snuggled with you for a bit.
You
remember?
Did snuggle
and then
with
I
me.
Go,
yeah.
Okay, I can tell by the way you're breathing, you know, you want me to leave. So I left her room.
Well, yeah. Because I was doing a lot of...
But yeah.
Fantastic news.
Okay, yay.
Best news I've heard all ever.
Well, we are going to come back with some very, very heartfelt, warm, heartfelty, warm heartfelt.
Warm hearts.
Cold hands. Stories.
We'll be right back.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Hey, welcome back, witches. Hey. I have pop regret. The man witch, when it's our turn to talk, he pops us in, and so we know when to talk. But what I had planned to do is, before we came back in, was to open my seltzer so it didn't sound like it was really loud.
Do your seltzer pop.
I'm so thirsty.
That's okay.
I'm parched.
Do it.
I'm parched. That is good news.
Yeah.
So on this good news episode today, in the meat of our program, we were all going to talk about real life, happy news, good news stories. They can be personal to us. They can be Wichita talking abouts that we've done in the past, kind of like a greatest hits situation, but just really positive, happy stories that gives you faith in humanity again, just gives you the warms and the fuzzies, you know, in a time where it's so much easier to distract than to create, so much easier than to tear somebody down than to build them up. And these are the stories where people did the hard thing that makes you feel good.
The 12-year-old boy in us comes out again. Yay, the hard thing.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
In a non-sexy way, let's talk about chemo for a second.
Oh.
So anyway, you know, my mom's been going through treatment since January, as she got diagnosed with leukemia, and I've been going with her most of the time. There's a lot of other family members that have been helping and stuff. But when my sister-in-law, Samantha, took her one time, after you get it done, and or sometimes after you get labs, if in her kind of cancer, if your hemoglobin is too low and you're getting short of breath and weak and everything else, you might qualify to get receive blood. So then it's kind of a whole deal affair. They have to order it and thaw it out and all this other stuff. And anyway, there's a bunch of different kind of cubicles. And you can see other people, but not really, they hardly ever talk to each other. You're separated and stuff. But you can hear a lot of people's stories. Well, there was this woman, and she was with another young lady with her probably, the woman was in her 70s, and the girl that was with her was in her 20s probably, or late teens. And we could hear the nurse say, oh, well, you must be her daughter. And she goes, no, I'm one of her students. So this woman is an art teacher, and she has no family to speak of, at least not locally, and all of her students rotated taking her.
Oh!
Isn't that cute?
That is awesome.
And that's not just sacrificing an afternoon, you guys. It could be months. It could be years. It's rides. It's whatever. Not that I'm trying to put myself on a pedestal, but it's a commitment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and it's an emotional commitment, and you're entertaining the person and stuff. But they love their art teacher so much. I probably shouldn't do the good news show. I'm really weepy today. It's like I've been drinking buttery Chardonnays.
Yeah. The thing is that even for kids that age and stuff, it's more of a commitment for them because they're so, I don't want to say
busy,
self-centered,
me, but busy too.
Yeah, but it's just me generation, and it's you know, and to give themselves, it's like double somebody our age.
Exactly. So, they're giving their time and their energy and all that other stuff. And that woman was just so tickled that she wasn't alone.
Yeah.
And you know, so we get to see the rotating group of kids that love their art teacher so much.
Nice. And they're trying to get an A.
Exactly. So what I didn't say before, maybe I did, but some of these stories are personal and some of them aren't. But anyway, do you have a good one, Daryl?
Mine's kind of sappy, and it's not that just everything that my wife just went through and everything, but as I said before, during COVID, when we kind of got to reinvent ourselves as far as being a couple again, because we the only time we would see each other is when she'd get home from work, and you know, we'd have something to eat, maybe watch a show, and she would go to bed. You know, so during COVID, we got to kind of reconnect and stuff. So my thing is, and it is sappy, I am so very happy that I get to wake up every morning and see my beautiful wife and know that we have been together for as long as we have, and that's my favorite thing in the world, is knowing that she's mine.
Aww. You are a lucky motherfucker.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have a tumor.
That is good news.
Okay, so mine is completely not about
sappiness?
Anybody I know.
Great.
But this is kind of for Daryl as well. I found this from the Today Show. And it is about Jenna Bush Hager, because I know he loves his Jenna.
She's a little young for me, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, so anyways, this is her son, Howell, is 4 years old, and he's already breaking hearts, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
According to Hal, country singer Lanny Wilson, who's 32, asked him to be her boyfriend when she performed live on the Today Show in Plaza in June. The preschooler, who will turn 5 in August, attended Wilson's concert with his sisters Mila and Poppy. I introduced my kids to her, Jenna told Hoda Kotb on July 23rd. After the family posed for the photo with Wilson, Jenna said that Hal whispered to Mila, she asked me to be her boyfriend, and now I'm her boyfriend. And Mila was understandably very confused. She was like, Hal, I think you're lying. And Jenna recalled, but the little boy insisted that he was telling the truth and claimed that he was and Wilson were having a private chat on the stage. Unfortunately, the romance was short-lived. I heard him say the other day, well, I called her and I broke up with her. And so Lanny, Jenna said, so Lanny, you have an admirer named Hal Hager who created a whole story about you and how y'all dated once. Hal should have no trouble moving on. He's quite the social butterfly. In 2022, Jenna raved about how Hal was completely at ease at big barbecues. I went to go sit next to him and feed him, and he looked at me and said, you having a good time, Mama? Jenna recalled on Today, and she said, yes, I'm having fun. And he goes, yeah, me too. I just got into the hot tub. And stuff. So
this was on yesterday's show.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
did
I
you
watched
see it?
It. Yes.
Oh
yeah.
My god!
And she was killing me. Yeah, she goes, oh yeah, he was. You know,
he sounds like a peach. Is it H A L? Hal?
Hal, H-A-L.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Hal, Mila, and Poppy, what cute names.
I know, Poppy, so, I, Mila, yeah, they're cute. They are. I love the name Poppy.
Oh, adorable.
But, yeah, so I just thought that that was adorable. It was just on yesterday's Today Show, and it just kind of gave me fuzzy
feelings.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
I didn't have this down to say, but speaking of men dumping women, this ends up with it in a happy story. So my mom and I watched the 2022 documentary about Shania Twain. It's wonderful. I don't know if you guys had a chance to do it. But she, there were some things I didn't know about her. And one of them was that after they created all that record-breaking, record sales music together, her and Mutt Lange, he left her for another woman. Okay, none of us are safe.
No, but
what
serious.
The hell? Look at you.
Yeah.
And in any case, that's not the good news. What? Go ahead.
But he left her, and then her the person he left her for, her husband went to her.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
That
they
is
were
good
they
news.
Were best friends, and he left his wife for his best friend's wife, and his best friend went to her.
Oh, so he traded up.
And
well,
they,
that's
they,
good.
They were friends, and she goes, you know, it was kind of, they vacationed together, everything. And she goes, we both got blindsided. So
comforted each other.
They comforted each other. Yes, and then they're like, wait a minute. We vacation together. We know each other. We like each other. We're friends.
Yeah, you know
why
my kids.
We, yeah, we should. Yeah. We did watch that documentary, honey.
Oh,
did
it's
we?
So good.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the best
that
friend part.
Thing.
But the cute part about it is, like any good news story, sometimes you're riding a horse on your great estate and you get bitten by a tick and you get Lyme's disease. But it turns out she's all right. She was really worried because it did add a number on her voice. And of all people, Lionel Richie called her and he said, what's up? And she's like, yeah, I don't sing. He's like, I'm doing a whole thing of duets, which I totally want to listen to. And he wanted to do a country duet with somebody, with Shania specifically, doing Endless Love. And she's like, nope. And he's like, yeah. She's like, nope. And he's like, yeah.
We're doing
and
it.
And so she said, come on down to the Bahamas. I'm down there right now. I have a studio. I'm kind of convalescing, getting my shit together, whatever. And her voice was a little raw and ragged and everything. And he coached it out of her.
Wow.
They sound beautiful together.
Like any American Idol coach would do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of a nice rebirth for her. And you know, she's thinking, there's no way my voice is ever going to be the same. Yeah, it's not the same, but it still sounds pretty damn good.
No, that's a cool one. I like that.
Thanks.
Really,
I pulled it out of my arse.
Oh,
your skis.
Yeah.
Nice.
Your turn, Dale.
So it's so funny because we were talking about how with Shannon, you know, when she need me, I think that's the best feeling a father can have is when, and especially my oldest daughter, well, any of my daughters that come to me, but the other night when she came over, she was having some troubles, this and that. So I said, get your ass over here. You know, let's talk. Seriously, it was like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get over here. So she gets over here and stuff. I said, first things first, I said, let's hug. So I gave her a hug and she kind of broke down. She goes, that's the first part. That's what I needed. And then we sat down and talked, and we talked about some personal things that she's been going through and stuff like that. And it's so funny, I even kind of freak myself out sometimes, like, this is something you should probably be talking to your mother maybe about, or stuff like that.
Right.
But I'm sitting there talking, and it just boom, boom, boom. She stands up, comes over, gives me the biggest hug, and she goes, that's everything I needed to hear.
That's all she needed.
And I'm
she
like,
needed her daddy. Sometimes she needs
your
daddy.
But, you know, I forget that I did raise 4 daughters, and I, you know.
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, not just to back on my ER story.
We haven't forgot about you.
I know. Yeah, me. It's all about me.
No.
I totally forgot what I was going to say. You were,
is it about Shannon?
It was about daddy? Shannon. When the doctor was like, well, how'd you get here? And I was like, it just so happened that my daughter was in my basement, so she drove me. And
alive.
And so when he left or whatever, she goes, you made it sound like I live in your basement.
And that's my job.
Yeah. And I was like, she has her own house.
Yeah.
Stuff,
well,
so, yeah.
She's a functional adult.
Yeah.
It was so funny because when she got here, I go, gosh, I didn't want to talk, because I knew that you'd hear that would bug you. So we went out on the front porch, and I'm like, you know what? Our voices are just bouncing off this wall going, and we're bugging the neighbors across the street. So I go, let's go down in the basement. So we came down here and everything. But we had it all set up. We had a window propped open. Aww. We're in the studio having a good old time. And then everything that went on with Lisa, I forgot, totally forgot everything. I came back down the next day. Oh, heck, we had shot glasses down here. We had beers.
Oh,
we had all this.
She was sober by the time she drove.
She goes,
yeah.
We had music going. There was stuff. I go, wow.
Well, a seizure can sober you right up.
Well, there's that.
It'll freak you straight out.
Exactly. Oh, you're good to go.
Okay, So this is my next, I already told enough about myself, but this is my next thing. This is very short, but I thought it was really cute. This woman, her name is Jerry McBride. On Twitter, she wrote, my little girl is two, and whenever she's happy, she will just shout out, "Happy!"
I love the voice you gave her.
She's just like, "Happy!" Like, she's so, there's nothing pure in the world that when she's just sitting playing with toys or eating toast, and just yells out "happy" to let the universe know it's doing a good job. And I just think that that's something that we should all just incorporate.
Agreed.
Like, when you are just like, something is totally just tickling you to death, just yell out "happy."
Happy!
Yeah.
Don't question it.
Right. Don't question go, it. Don't, yeah.
Gilmore?
Just be like, "Happy!"
Done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
so
I think
that's
about
the new thing.
I like that.
Yeah, so that's my last love story.
But I love that.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a replay because it was my favorite, which you're talking about, of ever, mm-hmm. I think, well, since we've been doing it. And it was that man who took his disabled daughter in a wheelchair to an amusement park, and there was nothing that she could ride, not even the like baby train or anything like that. And he was like, "How do I make this better for her so she feels more normal and included and gets to have those special occasions?" So he built an amusement park.
He
made it for all those different people with different disabilities. There was even like a kind of safe, quiet room for autistic people or people whose brains or attentions were getting overstimulated, and everybody felt included. I thought that was really, really cool.
Was she mad that it took so long and she wanted it?
Where's my amusement park?
Happy! Yeah.
Hurry up!
Yeah.
No, I seen one today on my phone, and it's funny that we're doing this show, but about this little girl that she was born with autistic and stuff, mm-hmm. but she didn't talk. So she'd always go up to her mom and want her phone. So she'd take her phone and have it on camera and be walking around. Well, it kind of was therapy to her, and she, over time, started to talk. And she would take the mother's phone. The mother had never heard her say to her, "I love you." You know, the mom never heard her say that. So she's going around, these little cute things. She goes, "That is grass. That's a pine cone."
Recording it to herself.
Yes, as she's walking. "And that's that, and that's the sky, and those are clouds, and that's my mommy, and I love her so very much." And that, and the mom went back and looked at the recording, and it blew her mind.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's
goodness.
How she had her first time she ever heard her daughter say, "I love her."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She and I was pay like, more attention to her.
Why don't we have Kleenex?
My thing is, like, phones are not that bad for everybody, people.
Right.
Look at
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's
screen time for everyone.
Right. And everybody learns differently and at their own pace.
She just thought it was the cutest thing because when she started kind of, phone.
Uh-huh.
And she'd take the phone and just wander along the park, this and that. "That is dog poop. Yuck, yuck, yuck." No, just kidding. But no, I seen that today. I thought that was just precious as all could be.
Awesome. That is precious as all get out. Are you guys ready for the questions part?
Sure.
What do you think is the most positive way to start your day?
Ooh. A nice poop.
Well, yeah, like a good constitutional.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. With toilet paper.
Right.
I am the luckiest guy because I start my day, my wife brings me a cup of coffee every morning.
Oh, my gosh. He spoiled.
He makes my coffee at work, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So as soon as we get to work, he makes me a cup, but I make him a cup in the morning.
It's the cutest thing because she'll be like, "Oh, I got your coffee. It's in the bathroom." I'm like, "All righty, heading in."
Oh, yeah. That sounds
but
nice.
Yeah.
Coffee and a good poo.
Yeah.
I like to make my bed, and I like to walk my dog. Do both of those things happen every day? No.
No.
But it's a nice way to start.
Yeah.
And today it was nice and cool. I think we went for a walk about 7:30 before it got too hot. And there were other people out, and he tried to attack a couple of pit bulls. And I said, "Not today, mon frere."
Yeah.
And it was nice. It was just fresh air, get a little sun sizzling in you.
I feel really bad because I promised the girl down here on the floor, who's my dog, not Shelly, and that I would take her for a WALK today, and I didn't because I didn't feel good enough to do it.
Well, and she understands.
Well, did she tell you that?
Yeah, and okay. She's seen that when Linus got her, she's like, "Well, hey, I'll just go outside and play with my buddy."
That's
yeah.
true.
She's Every other happy. Wednesday, they get to frolic together, and I consider that exercise.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
Okay, how do you think is the most peaceful, happy way to resolve conflict? Not what you actually do, but what do you think would be a good way to do it? To keep peace.
You know, mine's the old one, the old count to 10.
Ooh,
whatever.
Thanks.
And then see what happens after that, if it helps, if it doesn't. You know,
exactly.
And if it doesn't, the main thing is just walk away.
Yeah, I have walk away on there, too. Cooler heads will prevail.
Yeah, yep.
I wish we were kind of in voodoo times, because then you could, like, isn't there a thing, like, you could scream all the things that you wanted to say into, like,
happy,
an ice cream bin?
Yeah.
And then throw it in the freezer, and then that person is gone, and you feel better, and that's that.
Yeah, I think nuclear war.
Yeah.
No,
that's the only way.
That's the other.
Push the button.
But, I don't know. I don't really have a whole lot of conflict. I'm a little passive aggressive, and so I think that that's probably not good. But I do know that when I have conflict, especially with Daryl, I do usually just go into another room or whatever.
Cool off.
And yeah, and well, I don't. He's usually the one who needs to cool down.
Yeah.
And stuff, but I let him
cool it down.
Ooh, watch out.
I think your passive aggressiveness is awesome. And this is why. I think it'll probably be better for you in the long run. And for me to watch from a distance is awesome. It makes me really happy. And guys that don't know Lisa, this is what she does. People will say something stupid, invariably. We all do it. And she responds very matter-of-factly with the common sense answer. And I know her eyes are rolling back in her head and that her fists are in a ball and all of that. But it's in the most, I'm sorry, you're a dumbass voice. And it's almost Mike Majors-y. It's like the perfect amount of intelligent condescension. It's chef's kiss. I love watching it.
I think that the funniest one was I got a really bad Yelp review one time for nails. The girl was mostly mad because I told her, after I did her nails, I told her they were ugly.
Yeah.
Because she wanted the duckbill ones that fan out.
Yeah, they're stupid.
And I should have just said no, because I think that they're, and I did them the way she wanted to, but I go, God, those are ugly. And
what possessed you?
I don't know. I just was like, because I wasn't proud of my work.
Right.
And I should have, and she's like, well, I like them. And I was like, God, thank God
matters.
Somebody does.
Good. And please don't ever say that I'm the one that did those.
Yeah.
Right.
And so she wrote this Yelp review and she's like, I had Lisa do my nails. I really liked her. She was really nice, but it hurt my feelings because she told me my nails were ugly. And I couldn't do anything because it was true.
Right.
Like, you didn't really need to give me a one star, but really, It was a true fact. Nothing that you said was not true in this Yelp review. And so I wrote like a disclaimer and I was like, hey, whatever your name is, thank you so much for the review. I thought you were very sweet too. I'm glad you liked me. As far as your nails were concerned, I just don't like that shape and I'm sorry that they were ugly, but I did have a lovely time with you.
And so, just not my style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come back again when you want some coffin or something.
Right. Yeah. Both things can be true. We can be friends and your nails can be ugly.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Right.
And you don't have to come to me. It's
I'll
totally
do your
fine.
Ugly nails all the time.
Yeah.
How funny.
Totally
you
funny.
Are funny.
Deck nails.
Yeah.
I got one more if you guys are good with it.
Mm-hmm.
What is your most relaxing, good newsy way to go to sleep? Do you think about positive things before you go to sleep? Or do you watch murder shows like I do?
Oh, God. Oh, Miss Murder over here.
I watch Oxygen.
Yes.
24/7.
That's all I watch.
American Justice, all of them. All night long.
Yeah, I like, I always go to bed when Dateline is on.
Yeah.
And I love the sound of Keith Morrison's voice because it puts me to sleep. And also, Joshy Manx.
Yep, and Lester Holt. There's not a bad one among them.
No,
they have very, very nice voices. And so, and to be honest with you, I've pretty much seen every single one of them.
Sure.
So I don't have to stay up to watch the end result because I know what happens.
It's just soothing. And usually the bad guy gets caught.
Right.
Or bad girl.
Well, most of the time.
So you can wrap it up in a bow in your head.
I just sit in my room and worry sometimes because I hear this really weird, wicked laugh. And I know she's sleeping, but Keith Morrison. And then after Lisa cut his nuts off.
That's after I watch Snap.
I'm laying in bed.
Ah! However, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on your toes, but I've seen the same, I don't even know what show it is, but I kid you not, I've probably seen the beginning of it 5 times.
Okay.
And it's about these two girls that were together for quite some time. They were a couple, and they lived in a primarily lesbian neighborhood.
Okay.
They were on a softball team together, which this is also stereotypical,
right.
But that's where they met and stuff. And somebody came in, shot the one girl and killed her, and shot the other girl and hurt her pretty badly. And they kept thinking the one girl that survived killed her.
Oh, no.
And then, like, shot herself.
Oh, did, yeah, okay.
Oh, no, and she's already got a terrible
end.
We need to find out what happened.
Yeah. I've seen the beginning of it 5 times, and I keep it, but it's always, like, right when I'm going to sleep.
Yes.
So I keep wanting to write down their names so I can at least Google it to see the end
of it. You have to find out what happens. Look up
and
the Subaru
murders. And did she get back on the team? You know, I mean...
You know, sorry.
She's still playing softball, you know?
Yes.
The Subaru, the Hey Dude murderer. Oh,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. No, well, now I'm curious. Yeah. That poor woman, I hope they got her off the hook.
Yeah, that sucks.
She's got enough problems.
Well, you know, me, like I've mentioned on the show, when my TV, I've been watching all kinds of old reruns from back in the day.
Did you start Facts of Life yet?
Yes, I did.
Oh, no way.
I seriously did. And I forgot, wow, you know, some of the storylines on that was pretty. Mrs. Garrett, man, she got deep.
She did.
I mean, Tootie.
Well, and when we were kids, we probably thought she was 70 years old. She's probably 39.
No, that's the sad part. I think she seriously was only in her 40s when she did that show. And you're like,
I don't know. She looked old in Hair. Do you remember she was in Hair?
Yes.
Yeah. And that was in the 70s.
She just has that look, I guess.
Yeah.
No, but they didn't have filters back then.
True.
No. Yeah. Exactly. But no, so I watch two shows, and then I turn my TV off, and, you know, then I just go to sleep. But, yeah, that's my gig.
That was a bunch of good news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are cute as the Dickens. I feel better.
Well, awesome. Well, let's come back with what you're talking about then.
Sure enough. Okay.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.
Hey guys, this is our segment called What You Talking About? And Shelley, we're going to start with you.
Rainbows.
Beer.
Happy!
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah. The man witch. Oh, yeah.
It's a wow, 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 wow time, wow, wow. It's time to wow you.
We always want to jump in. I don't know what he's doing.
You guys just look at me like,
we're really trying to.
You know, like in the neighborhood when the girls would be jumping rope, you'd be like, I'm coming in.
Yeah.
But you guys just leave me swinging the.
Because you're not doing anything that we know.
No, you're just making it up as you go.
Oh, yeah, I do. But it's wild time, guys. And this is one of our favorite segments, and people are really loving it. So let's have a little wow from Shells.
Sure. My well of wisdom is true crime. And this week's true crime rule number 31 is about internet sleuths/web sleuths. Mm. Do you guys know what that is?
A sleuth?
A sleuth is like a detective, and it's when the actual police department or FBI isn't getting results as much as they should. And when you have everybody on the internet trying to help, sometimes that can be a really good thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it could be a bad thing. There's been situations where they've been helpful, and other times where they kind of muddy the waters. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So the two most famous, for instances, that I can think of is, do you guys remember Gabby Petito?
Yes.
The van life girl. So she was missing for a short while before they found her body and the terrible boyfriend Brian Landry, which that's another true crime rule. Parents, turn your kids in.
Don't
cover for your murdering
kids. That's the worst thing.
But there was so much speculation, and that was all kind of a new time where information was coming out in real time, and people were like, because she was so proficient in social media. You know, she was on Instagram, she was on TikTok, if that was a thing then. Mm-hmm. She was on every platform and showing how they were living every day and blogging and all that other stuff. So people were desperately seeking clues, where could she have gone? And then as the story unfolded, of course, it was terrible. But the internet sleuths, I think... I don't want to say they did more harm than good in this particular, for instance, but I think that was the onset of that phenomenon. And I don't think it could ever hurt to have too many eyes on a case right. when somebody is missing. But so anyway, Gabby Petito was my first example. The second one, a very recent history, was Baby Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody was out looking to try to find the real Martha and stuff. Despite the creator's wishes. And, you know, this woman had already paid her dues to society and done her time and all that other stuff. There was no positive to it, except for to satisfy your own morbid curiosity.
Right.
And, you know, now there's lawsuits and all this other stuff. But I guess the rule is, now that I've defined all of it, it's like, if you're going to be an internet sleuth, be an ethical one and do more help than harm.
Mm-hmm.
And... San Dimas High School football rules.
Yes.
The biggest one that I can remember, that I do ever remember, that was so helpful was I don't remember the name, and I shouldn't have to remember the name of the person, the perpetrator, but the guy who was the focus of Don't Fuck with Cats.
Yes.
And stuff. That's what I was going to say.
You're yeah. right. Oh but my gosh. They found out stuff from his wallpaper or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And the different, that he was Door in knob. Canada
yeah.
because of his. Plugins.
Yes, the outlets.
The outlets yeah. were a different.
That was
voltage.
A great
yes.
one. And that was a whole
good
community
one.
That got.
It was. They all got together. Yes. And if it wasn't for them, he would never have been found.
You're right. That,
and
right.
He was
that piece of shit.
He would have become. I mean, he ended up only killing one human.
But
very,
he chopped that person up, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. Oh, he was a sadistic fucker.
Yeah. Yeah. And there would have been more because he did a lot to animals, too.
Great example.
That yeah.
One, that's
that
the one
was
I was
a really good one.
In my head trying to think of because it was, mm-hmm. I knew it was catfishing or something, but
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't fuck with cats.
Great
you get a
example.
Chance to watch that one. That one's
that
great.
That is a great, I know that there's a trigger warning because there is a lot of
animal cruelty.
Cruelty
yeah.
But if I could get through it, anybody can get through
right.
it. Just close your eyes.
That was a co-wow.
Yeah,
thanks for your help, guys.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me just get on here. My wow is, my well of wisdom is about animals. And this one is about, it's from a source called Sunny Skies with a Z. And it's about a dog named Max who was returned to a shelter. This dog wouldn't eat after he was returned to a shelter. Then an old friend saw him on TikTok. Good. Today's good news story comes from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A dog named Max has found his forever home after a viral TikTok video led him to a familiar face. The Pennsylvania SPCA shared the journey of Max, who was adopted as a puppy 8 years ago, but recently found himself back at the shelter due to unforeseen circumstances. There is a picture of Max in the shelter, and he's very sad.
He looks like a Max, too. That's a perfect
yeah.
Max.
Max returned to the shelter was heartbreaking. Terrified and heartbroken, he refused to eat, showing signs of deep distress. The Pennsylvania SPCA shared photos of Max's initial return. Then a TikTok video of Max's story went viral, capturing the attentions of thousands. Among those viewers was someone from Max's past who recognized him immediately. Eager to provide him with a safe and loving environment, she stepped forward to bring Max back to a place where he felt cherished and secured. Max's new owners have seen the original TikTok and emailed the adoption team. Sarah Brown, a worker at the Pennsylvania SPCA, told the news that she has known him from his old life and was excited to reunite him with a familiar face. And this is Max now.
Oh, baby, he's smiling.
Oh, Max is one happy dude.
Yeah.
Oh, what
so
a beautiful boy.
So I'll put
boy.
The pictures of Max up on Facebook, and that is my wow.
That was a beautiful
happy.
Wow.
Happy!
Happy!
Beer. Oh, Lisa, thank you. That was a great, great wow. Well, you know, my wow is always about music, and I love this part of it. This was a very interesting story. I didn't know this ever happened, but you guys knew who Billy Sheehan is. He's mm-hmm. a bass guitarist. He used to be the bass guitarist.
ZZ Top?
Mr. Big.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he was the guitarist for Mr. Big. Well, Eddie Van Halen pursued him time and time again and tried to get him to join Van Halen. said, you know, you should come be with us. You should be in our band, this and that, numerous times. And finally, to the point where Billy told him, you know, you have Michael Anthony. He's the perfect fit for your band. Stick with him. Flash forward, you know, a few years later, who's he buddy up with and ends up getting in a band with? Oh, David Lee Roth. Billy Sheehan joins David Lee Roth's band.
I'll be darned.
So he did a couple albums with David Lee Roth, and I was thinking, it must have been Eddie. Something about Eddie.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe he just didn't like Eddie.
You know, to hook up with David Lee Roth, who's the most neurotic freaking rock and roller, yeah, loved to death, but he did not like Eddie Van Halen or something like that.
He's not a very good golfer.
Yeah. So, he hooked up with... So as of today, he's still working with Mr. Big, the Winery Dogs, and Sons of Apollo. At the age of 71, he shows no signs of giving up and slowing down anytime soon.
Hell yes.
But I just thought that was very funny, because, you know, at the time he was probably being asked to be in Van Halen, it was when they were the biggest band in, you know, around. And,
poor,
you know,
Michael Anthony.
Well, yeah. But, you know, and then when they fired Sammy Hagar... Mm-hmm. Michael Anthony left with Sammy Hagar, and now they're in a band together, and they're actually doing a thing now, a tribute to Eddie Van Halen, you know, and they got Joe Satriani playing guitar and stuff, but I thought that was very funny. I'm like, but he'll go get in a band with David Lee Roth, but he told Eddie Van Halen to kick rocks.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that interesting, though, to the mass public, Mr. Big was so underrated.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
God,
to
yeah.
actual musicians, mm-hmm. they knew how good they were. To Colleen, of course, you knew how good they were. That is a great story. You're always digging deep.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked that one. That was a fun one. So okay. That's my wow. And
what a great
nice.
Show, guys.
Yes. Well,
that was a feel-good sensation.
It was.
Thanks for not dying, Lise.
Hey, you're welcome. If you'd like to send donations for my recovery, that I'm just kidding. Just join Patreon. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
Send her a Starbucks card. She likes coffee.
It just helps the Patreon, if you don't know that, just helps us to keep going, to be able to do this every single week instead of getting a second job.
And so, a little goes a long way.
It really does.
We have expenses all the time. We had a periodic report we had to pay for. Mm-hmm. It's 25 bucks, but you guys paid for that.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Appreciate it very
keep
much.
Keep us going. You keep the lights on. Keep the... The equipment top shape.
Yep,
and everything. So.
You feed the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, we do that.
Hey,
no.
You know what they did do? They actually helped us with our tech witch.
That's right.
Yeah,
we took our tech witch out for his birthday. So
yeah,
thank you for that too.
Yep.
Yeah. So please join Patreon, even if it's just for $5 a month. I know you guys can all afford that. And
it really means a lot
to
it.
Okay.
It sure does.
Yeah. And that's all I got. Rate and review us on every media, like the podcasting source.
Yes, and pay it forward. Do something happy for yourself and for somebody else today. It feels really good. Be nice. Love, love, love. Be nice. Oh, and also while you're at it, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay happy!
It's bitchy.
Oh, sorry.